American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Putt-Putt Golf Course Designer.
Mr. Putt-Putt Golf Course Designer.
Through the magic of AstroTurf and animatronics, you've taken the time-honored game of golf and made it fun again.
Keep on stroking.
They said a 3-foot putt wasn't a challenge, so you added windmills.
China windmills.
While lesser men wasted time with fairways and sand traps, you had visions of fiberglass volcanoes and giant clown heads.
Clowns freak me out now.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Putt-Putt Golf Course Designer, because you and I know that a round of golf should always, always include Indian teepees.
Mr. Putt-Putt Golf Course Designer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Week 6 of the RBFFL, just 1 week away from being at the midway point of our competition. We're going to jump right in and start off with a game that came down to the Monday night. It was close, but it was the Wipeouts 90 defeating the Dockers 88. For the Wipeouts, Jackson had 7, kind of came back down to earth. Very much down to earth after he got 40-something the week before. Jones continues to be solid with 19. Hopkins bounced back to score 23 points. Brown had 3, so the duo that had 70 points last week had 10 this week. Seals-Jones had 14. Woods had 12. McLaurin was quiet. He had 2. And special teams combined for 10. On the bench, 17 to Beasley, 16 to Osborne. So a couple of thoughts to go through the minds of the Wipeouts in what is a big, big bye week. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But they scored 90, which was enough against the Dockers, who scored 88. Allen, 29, just didn't get that first down, which probably would have led to a touchdown that he would have been involved in. 29, just wasn't enough. Elliott had 11. Beckham had 7. Rager didn't score. Gasecki had 16. Nice week for him. Williams, the rookie, had 6. Julio Jones had 5. Special teams combined for 14. On the bench, Gordon had 7, so that's the duo there. Sanders had 6, so not much else to report. It was the Wipeouts defeating the Dockers. The Queens, 6-0 on the revenge tour, undefeated and killing it at the moment. 126, defeating the Cows, 82. Brady, 15. Henry, 42, incredible score for him. He alone was enough to get him over the line. 3 for Moore, 4 for Higgins, 4 for Knox, 24 for Henderson. Big score for him. 8 for Cooks. Special teams had 26. So a nice score there. On the bench, Swift had 12. 16 for Kirk, 39 for Peoples-Jones. There's some scorers on this team. That's for sure. And the Cows, 82. 22 for Rogers. Johnson, minus 3 with that fumble. 7 for Shepherd. 16 for Hill. Kind of a bit of a bounce back. Hockerson had 7. 4 for Dubonnet. 2 for Hardman. Special teams were the contributor here. 29. On the bench, 10 for Uzma. Nothing else to report. Maybe there's a trade in order at some point. Maybe some defensive teams to get rid of. But anyway, Queens defeat the Cows pretty easily. The Maulers, 118, defeating the Hamsters, 109. Herbert had 8, 25 for Cook, good to see him back, 3 for Lockett, 37 for Lamb. Big day for Lamb. Andrews had 15, Gaskin didn't score, Claypool had 1, special teams combined for a very healthy 29. That helped a lot. On the bench, Stevenson had 11, the rookie. Anderson had 10, first kind of points. And Cook had 11. Hilton had 8 as well. They defeated the Hamsters 109. 7 to Heineke, 24 for Fournette. Very nice Thursday night matchup. Diggs had 17. Sutton had 18. 3 for Higby, 21 for Harris. Conklin had 7. Special teams had 12. It's a good score. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to win. On the bench, Mixon had 26. And that is about all. Maulers, 118, defeated the Hamsters, 109. The Budgies, 132, defeated the Back Down to Earth Devils, 83. 132 for the Budgies. Stafford had 23, looked really good. Taylor, best game of the season, 32. 18 for Brown, continues to be good. Allen was a little quiet, 5, but they got killed. 11 for Ertz, he's now been traded. 15 for Robinson, good day game for Robinson. Sanders had 9, special teams had 19. On the bench, Mooney had 13. That was about all. For the Devils, had 83. Bit of a comeback to earth scenario. 9 for Roethlisberger. 4 for Eckler. 2 for Evans. 9 for Chase, one of his quieter games. 18 for Fant, 13 for Jacobs. Williams had 2. It's been a little quieter over the course of the last couple of weeks. Special team had 26. On the bench, Hubbard had 12. Murray had 11. Green had 16. So there's some points on the bench. They weren't enough. 132 to 83. Budgies beat the Devils. And another real close one, the Finns. You kind of have the email. It's like in golf when I think it's called an air foul. When you say, oh, fuck, that wasn't a good shot, but the ball ends up on the green and it actually turns out it wasn't that bad after all. Wow, it could have actually hit something, maybe a tree, maybe it had a run up, maybe it caught the rough. Doesn't matter. It's called an air foul. And Finns had an air foul. Because they called themselves out, but guess what? They won. 110 points. 25 to Murray. 16 to Herbert. That's like, what a pickup, what a drop-in. 26 to Thielen. Yeah, the big game. 4 for Jefferson, running with both Minnesota players right now. Everett had 4, 6 for Booker. AJ Brown, he was kind of the difference maker in the end. 9 on Monday night, came late too. Special teams got 20 on the bench. McKissick had 10, 22 for Bourne. Campbell had 20, now on IR. That is about all. For the Mudcats, Cousins had 30, 21 for Collins, 2 big scores and 24 for Jones. Now, if I don't say anything else, that's kind of the whole team. 4 for Godwin, he was quiet. Waller, 5. Johnson had 9, almost got over the line there. 3 for Smith, special teams 5. And that was basically the killer because the Bills couldn't hold on. On the bench, 12 for Myers, who's the second kicker. Nothing else to report. In the final game of the week, the Costanzas, 110, had a victory over the very poor Crabs with 76. Costanzas, 22 from Hurts. He had a good Thursday night. Williams had 20 and 36 from Cup. three big scores there, you can tell. Pittman had three. Hunter Henry scored a touchdown, had 11. Tooney had three. He looks like a talent, but he's hurt. Cooper had five. Just hasn't been really his usual self. 10 for special teams. On the bench, Connor had 7. 21 for Harris. 21 for Ruggs. 25 for Waddle. So I could have been better, but it didn't have to be. The Crabs, very disappointing week. In 76, 29 for Mahomes. Just throwing picks at the moment. Unusual for him. Gibson didn't score. He had a fumble. Adams, very close to touchdown, but wasn't to be. He had 8. Metcalf, 5. Kelsey, 9. These are the stars. You expect more. Hunt had 7. He's now on IR. Boyd didn't score. Special teams were the only shining light here with 26. Patrick on the bench had 13, but worrying signs for the Crabs. Costanzas beat them 110-76. Let's look at the standings. We'll start off, as always, in the North. The Queens are on their way to that divisional title with 6-0 start, scoring lots of points. Maulers and Wipeouts both 3-3. It's going to be a bit of a logjam at 3-3 by the looks of it. In the South, the Finns 3-3. They lead the division, AFL. Over the Cows, who are 2-4, and the Dockers, who are 1-5, and Dockers are in trouble, I think you'd have to say. In the East, the Costanzas jump to the lead with 4-2, a half game over the Crabs, who are 3-2-1. Mudcats are 2-4, they need to change things pretty quick. And in the West, the Budgies are 3-2. And one, they have a half game lead over the Devils, who are 3-3, but they also have the tiebreaker, although I don't think they're going to need it with that tie. And the Hamsters are 2-4. They're the standings. It's going to be an interesting week this week. We will jump to the week matchups. Before I get there, I just want to remind everybody that when a player comes off IR, they have to come off IR within your team. If they don't, you carry an extra player, and that's not right. And so, as of the start of Thursday night, if teams do not have their IR positions correct and up to date, it'll be the commissioner that he's going to have to drop a player. And if we're going to have to drop a player, so go in there, fix your lineups. I'll send an email out as well for those who don't listen to this wonderful podcast every week. You have to make sure that you have that lineup set with IR players. Only the players are on IR. Now, just 2 years ago, IR rules changed. Players can be on IR just for 3 weeks. So you have to keep track of it before. Obviously, IR meant usually the season, doesn't mean that anymore. So please go and check that. Okay, this week, the Queens play the Crabs in last year's Super Bowl rematch. This is going to be a big one. It's a huge bye week for everybody this week. So we're going to have some strange results, I think, because so many teams this week are on the bye. Crabs, Queens, pretty important game. Hamsters play the Muddies. And again, we're going to see some interesting lineups because of those buys. Queens, Cows, Finns. This is one in the division that needs to be paid close attention to. Just so you know, I'll be in Green Bay with the kids this weekend to see that Washington game. Cannot wait. And actually doing a college tour of Wisconsin where Lily is actually going to be applying. Anyways, Costanzas are up against the Dockers. That one, the Costanzas, but you never know. And I think it's going to be, again, very much affected by these buys. The Wipeouts play the Devils. This is a 3-3 matchup for both teams. Very, very important. And it's going to be probably the Wipeouts that'll have the slight edge considering the players that are on the bench. And the Maulers play the Budgies in what will be another fascinating game. We will see. All right. Enjoy it, everybody. Have a great week. as I said, I'll be in Wisconsin enjoying games and college tours and all sorts of fun stuff. I'll keep you updated about how all that's going over the course of the season. Fix your IR spots. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Garden Gnome Maker.
Mr. Garden Gnome Maker.
Anyone can dress up a yard with a shrub or some gladiolas, but it takes real guts to use a small, brightly colored ceramic man.
You're the man.
And what says, welcome to our home? Like a dwarf in the hedges.
Standing tall.
Many a night you've slaved over a hot ceramic man-maker, knowing somewhere there was a lonely pink flamingo or a cement frog who needed a buddy.
Oh.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh master of miniatures, because as all Americans know, a home isn't a home without a gnome.
Take me home.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.